Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, and we also have to now be kind of nice to Joel Embiid. Don't we kind of have to apologize to him?
For sure.
Why? Because you might want him next year?
No. I'm not a hypocrite like you guys are. I don't want him. Screw him. I want nothing to do with him. Plus, he's going to break down anyway. Like, that was part of my reason for why you shouldn't go after him. It was announced last night that he has Bell's palsy.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were all speculating on the eye situation, on the twitching, almost mocking it. And now I feel, as much as I hate Joel, and it's personal, and I hate him more than you, I'm also a human, I hear he has a condition of Bell's palsy, and I feel bad. With that said, Tiki Barber doesn't believe in coincidences, right?
No.
So why, by chance, Tiki Barber, was it leaked out last night of all nights that Joel Embiid is battling Bell's palsy?
So you forget that he's a terrible, dirty player.
Is that what you think?
Yeah.
So it was done on purpose?
Probably.
Yeah. So Joel Embiid, after the game, drops a 50-burger, has a great, great postseason performance, and give him a lot of credit for that,
of course,
especially after a guarantee. He goes on his phone, knows he's getting killed for the dirty play, takes his phone out and says, who should I text right now? Oh, I got it. Adrian Wojnarowski. Yeah. And Joel Embiid texts Woj, hey, Woj, time to let the world know I have Bell's palsy. I need a little compassion right now. Everybody thinks I'm dirty.
But it's not forever. You know, you can treat it and get better from it. So it's temporary. It's temporary sympathy for the dirtiest player in the NBA playoffs right now.
Well, and I also think, Tiki, to this point, we as New Yorkers, we don't care that he has Bell's palsy. Like, you hear the way Knick fans are talking about
it. No, we're curious. We're curious about it, but we don't care.
We're curious about it, but right, we don't care. So, yeah, you think it was leaked on purpose for compassion.
I mean, I don't, again, I told you this multiple times, Evan. I don't believe in coincidence.
That's what I'm asking you.
Right? The narrative about Joel Embiid was not, oh, what an amazing game that he had and getting the 76ers within a game of tying the Knicks in the first round of the NBA playoffs. That's not the story from last night. The story is how dirty of a player he was. And so there's one way to mitigate it. Make you feel sympathy for him.
Do you believe that? That's why it came out, Sean?
100%. That's why it came out after. And honestly, it worked. We should all be disgusted today for trashing Joel.
Right.
Really?
And by the way, right, I was maybe the hardest on him on the show about the guarantee and looking down and not looking up. But I said his bad body language. I feel horrible. And I personally, as a New Yorker, would like to apologize to Joel Embiid. And I think a lot of people owe him apologies. Last night, too, by the way, maybe he had a hard time seeing where Mitchell Robinson's legs were.
No. Don't.
Now
don't save that crap.
No, that's a tough spot with the Bell's palsy, man. I'm just saying, today's not the day to trash Joel Embiid. Give him a pass.
He didn't see it was his leg.
He could have just been looking around. You know, and all the eyes twitching at that point. What is this?
I don't know if that's effed up or, like, really clever.
What would he think it is?
Well, but, dude, if he had trouble blinking, that's a serious thing. You just reach up. Oh, I had his leg. You didn't realize after.
I would.
What is he, a wrestling heel manager in the 1980s? Come on, it's not Jimmy Hart.
I wouldn't go that far, but where I do, you're actually 100% right on, and I'm lucky I'm on the right side of this. I thought Joel Embiid's guarantee meant something a few days ago. And I said that on the air. I said, boy, he put his ass in the jackpot, man. The guy went out there down 0-2 and said, we're going to win the series. He better win the series. And I got a lot of pushback from Sean, from you, Tiki. Even Loogie said it when he came back. Hey, it doesn't really count because he was looking down. He wasn't, you know, he didn't look straight into the camera. Yeah. I think you guys, at least in that specific case, have to admit you're wrong, real guarantee.
I thought he was saying it just to say something because he couldn't. He was shell shocked after getting beat again by a team that he thinks they're better than. But now we know why his body language was that way. But we also know why he was motivated to go do whatever it took, including being a dirty ass player and trying to injure a couple of New York Knicks, is because he made a guarantee. And by hell or high water, I'm making that thing happen. Right. So in that regard, you kind of got to give him credit. And especially if he's going to get away with it, especially if the referees in this game aren't going to police this thing like it should be policed. And even when you go look at it and have second views and second opinions, you still don't want to take him out of the game. Why? Because he's the best player in the series. And if you get rid of him, it gives the Knicks a decided advantage, and they probably sweep him.
I think that's very classy what you said. You did kind of apologize to Joel. It's your turn, Luke. You want to apologize to him?
I don't.
Well, I mean, you said that the guarantee doesn't count because he didn't look in the camera. The poor guy's got Bell's palsy. Maybe you should apologize to that.
I understand why he was looking down.
Okay. So you're apologizing.
I understand why he was looking down.
So it's a full guarantee now.
I understand why he was looking down.
Why don't you answer anything?
Fine.
It's a full guarantee, and you're sorry to Joel, and you wish him all the best battling Bell's palsy.
No. I wish him the best. I hope nothing happens to him health-wise, but I still think he's a dirty player, and I still think his body language was whatever, dude. You know what? I've had it with this guy. I've had it with this team. And quite frankly, I've had it with you. I've had it with you.
What I do?
I've had it with you putting me on the spot there. I've had it with you.
Oh, I put him in a tricky spot.
Yeah, because you put me in a situation where you pulled the Bell's palsy card on him.
I want every Knick fan to take an oath. All right, here's the oath I want
now
you to take. Yeah, we're going to take an oath. Hey, here's the oath I want you to take. Because Knick fans are good at two things. You're good at bitching about officials and dirty players, and you're good about fantasizing trading for superstars. Those are your two best traits, okay? What I want every single person who calls this show to promise me, otherwise you're a hypocrite, is I want you to promise me that when the Philadelphia 76ers decide this isn't working, we're going to blow it up, that you do not fawn and dream of Joel Embiid as a New York Knick. Make that promise. I'll start
with
you, Loogie.
That's actually fair. That's actually fair.
Thank you, Tiki. Go ahead, Sean. Loogie.
In the words of the future Hall of Famer Tiki Barber, good luck, you're dead to me.
To Joel Embiid?
Yes.
Good job. All right, I respect that. Very good. I like to hear that. Good. I like that. Daniel's in Belrose. What's up, Daniel?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. What's
We're
up?
Good.
Pretty good. I want to elaborate more on Joel Embiid. He definitely deserved to get kicked out of that game. It was definitely a flagrant two. You know, the referee said it was an unnecessary play. Also, when he kicked the guy in the balls, you know, should have been kicked out of that game.
Thank you.
I mean,
that means a lot to me for you to say that.
Yeah, nobody cares less that he's got palsy, because it couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Oh, my God. Wait, Daniel, one last thing. You take the oath. Sixers fall out of it. You want nothing to do with Joel Embiid next year, correct?
100%.
Good. All right, I respect that. That's what I want to hear from you people. I want to hear a full declaration. I don't want him. I want nothing to do with him. I won't fantasize about him. He's dead to us, to quote Loogie and Tiki. He's dead to us. That's what I want. Because you know what? Let's be straight about this. He is an enemy of us. He's been an enemy of me. He's an enemy of you. He's an enemy of this city. Okay? That's the truth and reality about this fraud, Joel Embiid. So good. Well, look, we're all coming together now. We're all on the same page.
Are you an American, Evan?
Yeah, what's that?
I mean, he has a chance to be one of the great American sports heroes of all time.
That's a disgrace, too. He should not be on Team USA.
No, forget Team USA. He made a guarantee after a bout with Bell's palsy and might pull it off. I mean, that beats Namath, dude. I mean,
it's a pretty damn good guarantee, I have to admit.
I am going to punch Marash in the face.
It's a first-round...
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Down 2-0 with Bell's palsy?
Down 2-0 with Bell's palsy to a 2-seed. Like, okay, that's...
Bell's palsy doesn't affect his ability to play basketball.
It affects his ability to see.
Clearly. Really?
I don't know.
I mean, he's making 70-something percent of his free throws, even with Bell's palsy, and he scored 50 last night. Are you sure?
That's how I was his hero.
Yet Marash claims that he couldn't see a 7-footer's leg when he grabbed it because of Bell's palsy. Right, Sean?
He might have thought it was the broom coming out to sweep up.
You suck.
Jeez, man. A lot going on. By the way, in case you guys forgot, I should let everybody know, because I haven't mentioned this in a while, there is a running bet between Lou Gower and Sean Morash, because Lugie is obviously a diehard Knick fan. Sean is a diehard Ranger fan. And while some don't like to admit it, there is an underlying tension between the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers. Really a battle for attention at Madison Square Garden. They made a bet with each other on who would go further in the playoffs. The loser has to dress like the trophy of the championship won in the other sport. So, for example, if let's say the Knicks lose this series and the Rangers defeat the Capitals, which they're well on their way to doing, Tommy has to dress up like the Stanley Cup. If, by some craziness, the Rangers get eliminated and the Knicks go further, Sean would have to dress up like the Larry O'Brien trophy. So there's a lot on the line back there between Ranger fan and Knick fan. Keep that in mind.
How deep are we going if it's a tie? What number of games you lost that round in?
No, you know what the answer was? I have the answer. They both have to dress up like the trophy. They're both losers. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in good shape, though. Luckily, I don't think we've seen Alex Ovechkin have root canal tonight, so I think we're all right.
There you go. Let's go to Chris in Flint, Michigan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, so does that mean we have to call him good old Joel?
Oh, I see what you did there.
Slobber knocker? Okay, sorry.
It's a very funny joke, but I got to admit, I sort of feel uncomfortable. Like, it feels like we're mocking Bell's palsy, and I don't want to do that. So here's what I'll say.
That was very funny, Chris,
but I do not endorse it. Now go ahead.
Okay, so do you want me to take the pack first or make my point?
Take the pack first.
I'm going to take the pack, and I'm going to quote Tiki. He can kiss ass.
That's showing.
Joel Embiid is dead to you. I respect it. Good.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. Evan, he did it in game one. He did it in game two. He did it again last night. He's raising knees. He's kicking. You don't ever go for a basketball player's ankles or legs, especially when they're in the air. If he's this all-American great player, like obviously he is, he knows these rules, especially as a big man with knee problems. He knows Mitchell Robinson's got ankle issues. You don't do that. Now, what I would say is retaliation at this point can be your friend. And here's what I mean. You bring in Jericho Sims, make it look like it's a basketball play going for the ball. Maybe you hit his knee, maybe whatever. I'm not saying maliciously do it, but you got to get the ref's attention so there's warnings to both benches and the rest of the series is played fairly, because it hasn't been.
Yeah,
oh, that's an interesting way to think about it. Interesting way to think about it. You create a scenario where the referees now have to be hyper aware about it. They have
with
to be.
With everything. Because if you look at what happened last night when OG rolled up on Maxi, he actually put his weight on his shoulder so he didn't further injure Maxi. If you saw him do that, he kind of bent his back upward.
Yeah.
He could have put all his weight on there. He didn't do that. the Knicks aren't playing dirty. If anything, I think they believe, and I believe watching, they're in their heads. Joel Embiid is sticking his ass out on every pick that he's setting. Yeah. That's not dirty, but it's not legal either.
No, it's what he, and by the way, it's what he does, and he is a great player. Like, two things can be true at the same time. He is a great player. He's one of the great big men of all time. Now, he'll never go down as the best unless he wins a damn thing and gets out of the second round. I give Sal Licata a lot of credit. He has a lot of weird nicknames, and some of them don't make sense. But one of the nicknames that perfectly kind of exemplifies the Sixers is he calls them the Semi-Sixers because they've never been past the semifinals in the Eastern Conference. I think it's very well said. Very creative. Good job, Sal. That's the legacy right now of Joel Embiid, that he has never gotten past that round. So while he is a great player and is an all-time great big man who needs to win something, he's also dirty. He also does a lot of little things throughout a game. So his idea is, and it becomes so obvious since Jericho Sims hasn't seen the floor in this series, and who knows about the status of Mitchell Robinson, it does sound like he's going to be okay. And the reason I say that is Josh Hart after the game made a comment of, oh, it could have been a lot worse than it was. It almost makes you think that even though he was in a boot, he should be good to go for game four, maybe game five. So we saw a little bit of Precious Achiuwa, but I think you just have to be more physical with him. So I don't know if it's one guy putting a hit on him. I think it's more when Joel goes to the basket, jump on his back, get a little physical.
I think that's easier said than done, though, because he's a big man. And Precious is, even though he's big, he's undersized for that. Maybe iHeart could do it a little bit, but I don't know if that's iHeart's personality. They just don't have the, like I said earlier, they don't have the guy to do it. Right? They don't have that guy to be, like, inappropriately physical with Joel Embiid.
And look, the other option is, and it's very, very simple, and it's what Tommy said as he was screaming and yelling at me. Or just beat him. Or just beat him. Or don't play the game, just beat him. Because for as much as Philly could be up 3-0, could be my ass, they're not. Like, I'm sorry. That's the one thing I hate here. It could be up 2-1. Yeah, I could be a garbage man right now. I could be in love with somebody else. I could have hired someone else to be the producer of this dopey show. Like, yeah, there's a lot of things that could be. And I'm, by the way, glad none of that happened, by the way, Luke. I'm glad that I'm in love with my wife, and I'm certainly glad you're the producer of this fine show.
I'm not happy with
even
you.
Even when Craig Carton insisted that we hire somebody else many years ago.
Right back at you.
Bart Scott says, what's up? See, we all have a good sense of humor.
By the way, there is another option. Forget Sims, forget Precious. Get the Sopranos on the line. Get Christopher Moltisanti down here. They can make a problem disappear. No problem. Nobody will know.
We'll get back to your calls, 877-337-6666. Plus, most Giant fans are pumped up about Malik Nabers. There was something he said earlier today, and I'm going to ask Tiki if it concerns him. Because I can see it concerning some Giant fans. We'll let you hear what it was. More on what the Giants did, the Jets did. And any Knicks fan who wants to rip Joel Embiid today, which I totally respect, you got to take an oath. You will never pine for him to be a member of the New York Knicks the day the 76ers decide to blow it up. We got ourselves a hell of a sports night tonight. The Yankees are going to try to bounce back. Very under the radar, but a very disappointing series against Oakland that they split in. Looked like the offense was waking up, and then yesterday happened, where they missed a bunch of golden opportunities. They're in Milwaukee against the surprisingly good Milwaukee Brewers. The Mets are at Citi Field taking on the St. Louis Cardinals. The New York Rangers try to take a 3-0 series lead. And later tonight is round two of the NFL draft. Tiki Barber is in Detroit, Michigan, and he's going to announce the Giants' second-round pick. And I have some questions before we get back to your calls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at a mock draft for the second round.
Okay.
And I'm not looking at positional need or who would fit the Giants well. What I'm looking at is names that are tough to pronounce. Because you, my friend, are in a little tricky spot here.
Okay.
So there's a guy, he's projected to go early in the second round, but you never know.
Yeah, Giants are 15th in the second round, so.
May not happen, but he could be. He's an offensive tackle out of BYU, and his name is Kingsley what? Suamataia? I don't know. I'm asking you. What if you say his name?
I mean, he is a tackle.
He's an offensive tackle at a BYU. Big boy, 6'6", 325.
I'll look it up.
Okay. Would that make you nervous?
No.
Okay.
I mean, because they'll tell me how to say it, and then I'll say it right away. And then eventually, it'll just flow. It's like your guy, Fashanu.
Fashanu, yeah.
Yes.
You know what happens to me, though, and maybe you're just better at this than I am, like speaking for a living, you're just maybe significantly better. If I have a tough time with a name, and Loogie knows this from working with me for a while, and says, hey, Evan, that's not how you pronounce it, it's like this, it will very quickly become a mental block. And I'll give you a great example. You've actually experienced this with me too, Tiki. Kayvon Thibodeau.
But it's Thibodeau.
I know, but Tom Thibodeau, and then I get confused, and then it's a mental block, and then I'm screwed.
Yes. It's just, you just have to slow it down and do it like five or six times. So you're starting, you're now just drafted tackle. Everybody calls him Olu. Olu, right?
Olu. Yes, Olu.
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 But his full first name is Olumuyiwa.
Olilulama?
Olumu, but mu is shorter.
Olumu.
Olumuyiwa.
Wa.
Right.
Huh. Okay.
So if you do it that slowly and then start to say it faster, eventually you get it right.
Yeah, but you're under pressure because you only get one chance to do it. The microphone's in your face. You got to get it right. Like if you got to say,
you're gonna say. I mean, I think we'll know a couple of minutes before, so you just say it 15 times.
I'm not trying to make you nervous. Like you're really good at this. I'm just saying this would make me very, very nervous. Like if Kingsley Sumamataya was about to be picked, I'd be freaking out. I mean, you could have Pat Hanlon telling me the name 500 times in a row. It's like I know as soon as I go out there, I'm going to say something wrong, and that's disrespectful. Like the last thing I want to do. And I always say this, like, I don't mispronounce a name on purpose. Yeah. I feel bad about it. I just have my mental blocks. I have issues.
That was an offensive lineman?
Yeah.
It's Kingsley Suamaitaia. Can you watch a little college football, Ev?
No. I'm very busy.
No, he doesn't.
I watch
he
the
doesn't.
NFL. I watch the NBA. I watch Major League Baseball. And I'm a good dad. Like, what more do you want from me? I watch every freaking game
Make
of the things we
time.
Care about around here. Like, I can't watch anymore.
I'm a
like,
loser.
Literally.
Make
I would
time
be
for the Mountain West in the Big 12.
Make time.
I can't.
By the way, that is actually an easy one. Sorry.
Oh, sorry about that. All right, let me see.
It's because it's phonetic. Like, it's spelled phonetically.
All right. Edgerrin Cooper. That's easy. Adisa Isaac. How about this guy, offensive tackle out of Yale, Kieran Amagaji.
Kieran Amagaji.
Went to Yale. Did you watch that every Saturday, John?
I'm just kidding.
Did you watch Yale football?
You think I watched a BYU game, too? I'm kidding with you, doofus.
Oh, all right. Kieran
Amagaji. Amagaji.
There's a cornerback out of Iowa State named TJ Tampa. How badass is that name?
TJ Tampa.
Tampa. Doesn't he have to go to the Buccaneers?
Eh.
No.
That's too cheesy. By the way, like rookie
by the
of
way,
the year.
It's Amagaji.
Oh, see, look, you're all over it.
So when you say it correctly, it sounds right. Amagaji.
One last thing before we get to your call. So like Tiki Barber is naming, or not like you're picking the pick, but you are announcing the second round pick. Do you know the other legends that are doing it, or is that only a Giants thing? Or is everybody?
No, there's a lot of legends that are here. In fact, I think there's a lot of legends that come every year. In fact, we had a
breakfast.
That's
right. I remember that now. Yeah.
Right. We had a breakfast this morning with the commissioner. He did not tell us that he was thinking about an 18th game, even though we knew that was an inevitability.
Yeah, that's
been that was in the news again today.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was sitting. Jamal Charles was there. Who else? Daryl Green was there. Chad Pennington was there. I don't know if all these guys are doing.
We don't have a second round pick unless the Jets trade up. Now, I did read who's announcing the third round pick for the New York Jets, and I have to admit, while this guy was not a bad player, like was actually a decent New York Jet, he was here so briefly, I find it kind of surprising. And
who's
also,
that?
In comparison to you, it's like, are we freaking kidding?
Who is it?
Braylon Edwards. Edwards, who, again, like, he was a fine Jet. He was on that 9-10 team, but he was here for 30 seconds.
The tie-in there is he was a star at Michigan, so they want the Lion fans going nuts.
So we're appeasing to them and not us.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, that makes sense.
By the way,
that makes sense.
One more, because the Giants could take a D-tackle here with Leonard Williams gone. Rook or whore. Oh.
What?
Oh, boy.
Out of Clemson.
A tough spot there, Teague.
That's two whores you got to drop in there.
And if the Lions draft him, he better not stand next to Hendon Hooker.
What is he? He's a D-tackle?
D-tackle to Clemson.
All right. I'll find it.
Boy, you know what? I tried. Sean pulled it off. He got Teague a little nervous.
No, I'm not nervous.
Well,
I'm going to be prepared.
No, listen, the one thing I know about you, I know this from working with you now for however many months it's been. I know it from your preparation for football Sundays. You are very prepared, which I respect.
Okay.
And
yeah,
because you're very prepared, look what you're doing right now. You're in a rabbit hole trying to figure out these names.
So it's his name. First name is Rook. It rhymes with Juke.
Okay.
Orororo. It seems Orororo.
I hope they draft him.
God bless you.
It's Rook Orororo. That's as simple as it is.
All right.
It sounds like it's complicated, Sean, because when you look at it, it's like O-R, whore. It's not. It's,
all that?
It's Juke or Rook O-Ro-Ro-Ro.
Row your boat down gently down
yes.
the stream.
Uh-huh. Yeah, think about rowing.
All right.
So if I get that one, it'll be easy now because I've thought about it.
Row. Good job, Sean. You got Tiki all ready to go for tonight.
Let's go.
See, now I'm prepped.
Yeah. So what time are you picking? The draft starts at 7. You were very good last night, as was I, projecting times on draft picks. In fact, I picked the giant pick because we all predicted times, in case you're wondering.
Didn't you nail it?
I nailed it. I said 8:52. I got it right on the dot. You for the Jets said 9:27. The answer was 9:26.
Yeah.
So you basically nailed it too. So we were very good with these times. So what are you thinking?
So it's shortened.
5 minutes, right?
It's 5 minutes now. So I think they'll come in like 2 or 3 minutes. So I'm doing it starts at 7. So it's probably not going to really start because last night it didn't really start till like 8:08 or 8:10 or something like that. So I'm going to assume the Giants are going to pick. They're 15, so I'm going to give 20. I'm going to say they're going to pick at like 7:51.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
Because it's the 15th pick.
Yeah, all right.
In the second round.
And then what do? Do you go clubbing afterwards? Like, what's your plan?
No, I got to do the third round pick as well.
Oh, that's right. You're doing second and third.
Which is the 6th, because the Giants gave up their own second.
Yeah.
Correct? When they had a trade. Burns. You have to give up, for Burns. You have to give up your own second. You can't give up an acquired second. So they gave up their second round pick, which was 6 in the second round, 38. And now I'll do the 30 or whatever I forget what the number is now. The 6th pick in the third round.
We've got a busy night for Tiki out in Detroit, Michigan, if you're watching the draft tonight. Let's get back to your calls. A lot going on. The Giants.
Then we'll go drink some wine. Then we'll go drink some
then wine. Then you go wine drinking. There you go. Giants have a new number one wide receiver in Malik Nabers. The Jets went offensive line, and Nick fans are very upset with Joel Embiid. Let's go to Tommy in Sayreville. What's up, Tommy?
Yeah,
what's up, Tommy?
Okay, so I have 3 points real quick. I'll make them. Evan, first.
Yes.
Evan.
Yes. Yes.
I hope your Twitter is inundated with sanitation workers after you said, I could have been a garbage man.
Yeah.
Because if the garbage man no cometh, you have a problem.
Well, I didn't say that in a derogatory way.
You were just, yes,
Tommy,
you are.
Tommy, no, hold on. There is nobody who loves the sanitation worker more than me. All right? I tip like a madman come Christmas time.
Okay, second, I had a guy work for me who had Bell's palsy. All right, basically half it's a slight stroke. Half your face is pad. The guy was slurring. Joel Embiid did have no Bell palsy. He couldn't go sell advertising. That's what we were doing. There is no way you have Bell's palsy and play in an NBA playoff game, okay?
Hold on. Hold on.
And
Tommy.
And third, Loogie. Is Loogie there?
Yeah, he's right there.
Loogie.
Yeah.
As Cobra Kai said, sleep the legend.
Very nice.
Dude, it's funny you said that because it's when Joel Embiid was on the ground, that's exactly what I was thinking. He starts going after Mitchell Robinson. It's like, dude, you look like Cobra Kai. Just sweep the leg. But no, I don't need to. Do it!
We do not. Listen, we're better than this as New Yorkers. We're better than this. We are not really going to accuse Joel Embiid of not having Bell's palsy. Is that what we're going to do? Is that where we're at in the course of this? And I don't like Joel Embiid as much as anybody. Just because it's a mild case, which is what they said. You can't compare it to your buddy. Just like I can't compare it to good old J.R. Jim Ross, who's the most famous person I know who had Bell's palsy. Every case is probably different.
Yeah.
So that's not fair. Again,
and I think it manifests differently. Sometimes it's you usually see it in the lower face, so like your mouth area, but other times it could be in your eye.
Right.
And it's like we were speculating about nerve damage, but that's essentially what it is. The Bell's palsy, it's a nerve issue, and part of your face just stops transmitting those nerves. And it's correctable obviously, but it is something it can be debilitating.
Of course, and that's why we need to show class. Like, a couple of days ago, we were talking about what to taunt Joel Embiid with, because I think the F. Embiid stuff is very lame. Like, I think anytime you just
pick Jose Altuve or Trey Young, and you just say, F them. Like, it lacks in creativity. So the idea we had, you were away for this, Loogie, is that Joel Embiid mentioned at a press conference, I'm not answering questions in French. So I said, okay, he doesn't want to talk French right now. He's really denouncing everything because he's American. He's playing for Team USA. Okay, don't like French anymore. That's fine. Let's chant stuff in French at him. Mm. And I think that's a playful thing to do. Let's not chant anything about Bell's palsy at him. Like, can we be better than that? I just want to preemptively say that to my fellow New Yorker. Like, let's not do that. Like, there are so many things we can taunt Joel Embiid for, you know, whether it's speaking French or it's he's dirty or whatever
Parlez
the hell you want to do.
Embiid? Parlez-vous Embiid?
Parlez-vous
Embiid?
Yeah.
Parlez-vous Embiid?
What does that mean again? Hello, I'm French?
No, it sounds, it's I speak Embiid.
Oh, I speak Embiid.
Or do you speak Embiid or something like that?
Yeah, that one doesn't work. But nice try.
Well, it's just, I don't know. It's kind of just, it rhymes.
No,
but it almost feels like a positive chant, not a negative.
No, you know what I would chant at him? And we have to look it up in the translator. Like, you're a bleep in French. That's what I would chant at him. And by you're, I mean like, you know, a derogatory but nice word. Like, you're a loser, something like that. You're a weenie. You want to go with that?
Female dog.
I mean, I guess if that translates. I mean, you could do something like that, but I would not. My point is, let's not bring up a medical condition he's dealing with, and let's also not accuse him of not really having it, like it's completely made up. I buy your conspiracy, Tiki, that it was leaked at this moment because of what happened last night. Like, I can maybe buy that, but I can't buy that it's not real.
Coincidence. They're always on purpose.
That's right. That's what Tiki always says. Phil in Staten Island. Hey, Phil.
Hello.
Yo.
What's up?
What's up?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. What's up, Phil?
Evan.
Yes.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. What's up?
This is Phil, your friend Phil's dad. But listen to me. Embiid is a dirty player.
Okay.
But you got to go at him by giving him a dose of his own medicine.
So what do you want to do?
Basically, listen. He goes down the lane, whatever. You take out his legs, man. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Not on purpose. You just bang knees with him.
I think that's kind of the page I'm on. I don't know if it's necessarily his legs. I think you just give him good hard fouls. Like, we hear so much about Knick fans talking glowingly about the 90s Knicks. You just need a physical foul. And if it turns into a flagrant, it's not the end of the world. Like, a flagrant one is not the end of the world. We saw a bunch of them yesterday. Now, obviously, you don't want Josh Hart being ejected, especially considering he's your best three-point shooter right now. Like, what is up with that? Josh Hart has made 4 threes in each postseason game.
He had
zero in the regular season.
You know what it is? He got challenged. Everybody challenged him about that because early in the season, he was reluctant to shoot even when he was open. He was always deferring and giving the ball up. And then he got hot for a little bit because he had to. And then the narrative going into the postseason was, well, if Josh Hart is this, then, but you got, I don't trust that he's going to do it. He's like, all right, I'll show you. That's what you do when you get challenged as an athlete. You step up and you make it happen. And he's done it so far.
By the way, you know what? I had no idea. My dad just texted me this. That Ralph Kiner had Bell's palsy. I had no idea. I'm trying to think back now. Now, Ralph obviously.
That's when he was playing?
No, I would think at the end as a bro. I'm going to look it up now. Because my dad only just told me he had it. I don't know how long he had it. But he started cutting down on his games at the end. And he was an older guy. Kiner fighting Bell's palsy. Okay, so here, I got the answer. The Google is really quick sometimes. April 1st, 1998. So at this point, Ralph's, you know, towards the end of his broadcasting career. I think the last game he broadcasted was probably in, what do you want to say, like 8 or 9? When did he pass away? 8 or 9, I think? I'm trying to remember. Ralph Kiner announces he has Bell's palsy, and this was in 1998. So there you go. Sorry.
I don't remember when he passed away. I feel like it was after I retired.
Yeah, so when did he pass away, Sean?
He passed away February 6, 2014.
Okay, so 14. Right, but I think, when was his last? Did he start broadcasting all the way to the end? Because they would bring him in like once, like a month, it seemed, towards the end. I'm trying to think the last time he broadcast.
2013 was the final season. He was the oldest active announcer in Major League Baseball at the
time. Yeah, so he kept going all the way to the end. Ralph's a legend. Yeah, so apparently he had Bell's palsy for the last 14 years of his life. I did not realize that. I probably realized it and completely forgot about it. So now I know of Ralph Kiner, and I know of Jim Ross, and I know of Joel Embiid. Thank you to my dad. Let's go to Jack in New Jersey. What's up, Jack?
Hey, speaking of Jim Ross, quick question, Evan. You need to explain something.
Go ahead.
I thought wrestling was fake. How is Tony Khan drafting with a neck brace?
Thank you for the call, Jack. So let me give everybody the backstory on this.
That's great.
Tony Khan owns AEW. His dad owns the Jaguars, right? Shad Khan, I think is his name.
Yes. Shad Khan, yeah.
Shad Khan, all right? So they did a wrestling angle the other night. AEW sucks lately. Like, I've barely watched it, but I sort of keep up. And I heard that Tony Khan got attacked at the end of the show. And I'm using the quotes, the air quotes, attacked. It's wrestling. It's scripted. He got attacked, okay. So he got attacked. Can I tell you who attacked him? You may get a kick out of this.
No, who?
Luke Perry's son.
What? The actor? Luke Perry?
Yeah, the deceased, unfortunate actor, Luke Perry. Dylan McKay, 90210. His son, his name is Jack, Jack Perry. He is a professional wrestler for AEW. Used to be Jungle Jack. And now he's just Jack Perry. So Jack Perry attacked Tony Khan, who is the real-life owner of AEW. And then those schmucks, the Bucks.
The Young Bucks.
The Young Bucks. I can't stand them. They come out. They do a move on him. They call it the Meltzer driver. And Tony Khan was knocked out in the middle of the ring, right? This was Wednesday night TV programming.
Fake knocked out or actually knocked out?
Fake knocked out. It's wrestling. It's okay. All scripted, okay?
I don't know. Maybe they did it wrong. I'm serious. I'm being honest, man.
They did it wrong.
He's not a trained athlete.
No, he's not. So Tony Khan did something that I really got to commend. He showed commitment to the bit and commitment.
Stayed in character.
He stayed in character, and he showed up at the NFL draft last night with his dad, and he was wearing a neck brace. Then he did an interview on NFL Network, again, talking about the Jaguars, and he's in a neck brace. And there's a graphic that said, Tony Khan injured his neck while taking a Meltzer driver the other night.
That's awesome.
So I got to give him credit for a company that's gone down the tubes lately. He got good publicity out of this, and I think this is very creative. So I give a nice little golf clap. Good stuff by Tony Khan.
And they call it the TK driver now, which is the irony of it. They hit him with a move that's named after him.
Oh, really? Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, you have a wrestling move, Dave, after your Tiki?
No, I do not. Why was it originally the TK driver?
Yeah, what was the name of the move originally?
It was originally the Meltzer driver, and they changed it recently when they became heels to the TK driver.
Wasn't it Meltzer
for Dave? Tony Khan? They did it for him?
Yes.
Huh. But they named it for Dave Meltzer, like the wrestling writer?
Yes, because Dave Meltzer often gives them high star ratings, the whole thing. It's like trolling online. You got to be really inside a wrestling fan.
Oh, I see. I got you.
I got it.
Well, good job by Tony Khan living the act, baby. Let's go to Matt on Long Island. Hey, Matt.
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Good, man.
What's up?
So I think I got a strategy with Embiid. Every team at any level needs an enforcer. Okay? So with the depth that they have at the big man right now, a guy like Sims, he's not making the roster next year. You sit him down, you say, listen, Jericho, face up and give it to him. Go right at him. Use his foul. He's not getting in the rotation any other way. And listen, Hartenstein and Mitchell Robinson proved last night they can't stay out of foul trouble no matter what.
No, I know. But actually what I was going to say is that's where he could have a role. Like, I understand we're three games in and the idea is, well, Jericho Sims isn't going to have a role, just like Precious Achiuwa didn't have a role for the first two games of the series, just like Cameron Payne didn't have a role in the first two games of this series. I'm certainly not predicting that Jericho Sims will, but you never know what a long series brings you. And what Joel has done so well of, and he does this all the time, is getting other guys into foul trouble. He also himself got into foul trouble, and I thought the Knicks did a bad job of not attacking him, Tiki.
Well, I think that has to become the philosophy. In fact, before the series started, I remember saying this, the one thing that the Knicks have benefited from because of all the injuries that they had, and that's including our heart with the Achilles, and Precious had to play a lot more, and you were waiting for Mitch to come back, and Sims got some grind, is that when you play a guy, a big dude, like Joel Embiid, you can throw bodies at him, right? And you have faith in being able to throw those guys on the court and hold their own for a little while. But right now, and you mentioned this yesterday, Evan, you were so right, once the momentum flips and shifts to the 76ers, the Knicks could be in trouble. Right, so the only way to steal it back after they won Game 3 last night is to abuse Joel Embiid. And it's going to look intentional. It's going to look like it's, I don't know, Ken Danico lining up at a face-off. But you know what? It's worth it, right? It's worth doing it because Joel Embiid has to be, like, you have to show him you're not going
to
take his crap.
Got to stand
right?
up to him.
Otherwise, he's just going to keep doing the same thing. And we already know that the refs aren't going to police it, right? They're not going to penalize him. They're not going to give him flagrant twos and kick him out of the game. So give it back to him. And, yes, I know it's going to suck for these guys because, look, you're in here to foul. You have a specific role. You're not here to score 12 points. You're not here to get 8 rebounds. You are here to foul Joel Embiid and make him uncomfortable and frustrated, period. It used to be a philosophy in the NBA. It's gone away because just like all sports and in our professional level, we've gotten soft. Like, we don't want to do those things anymore. But with a guy who's not going to get penalized for it in Joel Embiid, do it back to him.
Damn right.
You got the bodies to do it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.